This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Crowder is at the AC Hotel in New York City, but his video is frozen. Probably better off just letting him go, especially if he really is trying to fly out of Newark tonight because there's so many problems there. So maybe we want to cut him loose. 5 o'clock hour, Funky Buddha happy hour. A couple things coming up. Now, I think the date on this that they sent me on the copy is wrong, but remember I went on this, you know, rant about Funky Buddha and serving blueberry pie, and then we found out I was incorrect in that it was just a teaser for their blueberry cobbler beer. It says blueberry cobbler is coming in hot for the summer season, and it says we're celebrating the return of this fully baked wheat ale in the tap room on March 9th. But I have to imagine that means May 9th, right? Because it'd be ridiculous to promote something for March 2026, no?
Maybe they're just getting ahead of next year's advertising, Hawk.
Could be. Crowder, you're let him go. He's completely frozen there. Yeah. Crowder, if you can hear us, go have a safe flight back to South Florida, and we will chat with you tomorrow. So I believe it's May 9th, and they're going to have a curated flight, limited release T-shirts, specialty cocktails, and, of course, six packs to go. I happen to love the blueberry cobbler beer at Funky Buddha, so that's cool. Here's something else going on. I mentioned it in the last segment. They're having a big Mother's Day brunch. So Sunday, May 11th, take mom, enjoy free bottomless mimosas, beers, and beer mosas. Now, is a beer mosa, is that orange juice and beer?
It is. It is a beer-based mimosa.
I didn't know that there was such a thing. It makes sense to me with, what do they usually use, Prosecco or champagne? Mm-hmm. Does it taste good as a beer mosa? I've never had one.
I've never had a beer mosa. I have had a beer-based sangria, and it happened to be delicious.
So really?
I imagine.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so good. I imagine.
A beer-based sangria?
A beer-based sangria. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so I imagine a beer mosa tastes delicious.
All right. Well, they've got that. And then, as I mentioned, you can upgrade to the premium brunch, which includes bottomless Aperol spritz and espresso martinis.
Hmm.
So I know your fiance enjoys an espresso martini.
She does.
I believe I saw a picture of her with one this weekend in New York.
Yeah.
But here's another thing that they have on the Funky Buddha copy points. Hawk and Crowder fans get 10% off for the month of May at the Funky Buddha Tap Room. Just mention Hawk's Nachos and receive 10% off your bill. Now, do you believe that?
Hard for me to say yes.
Like, do you think if you say to your bartender, if you go to Funky Buddha tonight, Mm-hmm. I think Dan Day is there tonight, right? It's Monday. Yeah. He does trivia there.
Yeah, he's there.
So if you say to your bartender or your waiter, hey, Hawks Nachos, you think the server will know to give you 10% off your bill?
They probably have to go talk to the manager and get it clear, like talk it up the ladder.
I almost think that they might kick you out. Like, this guy's babbling. He's not making any sense. He's just, he's blurting Hawks Nachos at me. Mm-hmm. Security. Well, that's what it says. So if you're going to Funky Buddha, I'm going to get confirmation on this. I did text Ryan. Problem is, Ryan's very angry at me because of Wordle and Dordle, and he thinks I'm cheating, and he literally is really angry at me. I just happen to be smarter than him. But I sent him the copy that they sent. Hawk and Crowder fans get 10% off the month of May, blah, blah, blah. And his only response was, I didn't approve. So I don't know. Try it. Go to Funky Buddha tonight. Say Hawks Nachos. And see if you get 10% off.
I'll tell you what, that's a good deal. All you have to do is be a fan of this show. You get 10% off your bill at Funky Buddha.
It's a great deal if it works. I don't know if it'll work.
Damn.
Listen, if you go to Funky Buddha tonight, send me video of the transaction, right, where you're saying to your server, I want the 10% Hawks Nachos discount. And I want to see what happens on video. If they don't give you the 10% discount, I'll Venmo it to you. Limit one per customer, maximum $3. I mean, limit one total. Not one per customer. Limit one customer. Maximum $3.
Maybe Crowder will cover it with his new Savannah banana money.
Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Dorel. Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Dorel Kia.
All right, Hawk, this is interesting. So Tyreek Hill, this is kind of going viral right now. Tyreek Hill was asked to name his top five quarterbacks in the NFL in no specific order, just lists his top five quarterbacks. And here are the five quarterbacks Tyreek Hill posted a video listing as the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, and Joe Burrow. Tua Tagovailoa not on that list.
So he's trolling. Obviously, we know he does this. He's going to tweet or post video within the next couple of days. Of course, Tua's my favorite quarterback. I thought it was, you know, top five quarterbacks outside of of course.
He is good at this, man, because, oh, that makes me so mad. That makes me so mad. Like, this guy, for 2 years, is putting Tua in the conversation with Patrick Mahomes, and he's calling him the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. Before he even played a mother bleeping snap with him, he went to bat for Tua Tagovailoa. And now, a softball question where he can get back into the good graces with Dolphins fans, and instead,
you know,
he does the other thing, Hawk, which is piss us off even more.
He likes to be talked about, which is exactly what you're doing right
now. But why is he pissing off Dolphins fans? That's what I don't understand.
Not pissing anybody off. He's going to tell you, can't you take a joke?
Why is he pissing us off? We're the ones that are going to defend him. Why is he pissing us off?
You okay? You having a stroke?
Damn it, Tyreek.
You slipped into a lisp. Why is he pissing us off?
Tonight, Florida Panthers, Maple Leafs, game one in Toronto.
You will hear the game here. I heard it.
Yeah. Tonight, game one in Toronto, 8 p.m. You will hear the game right here. Doug Plagans will be on the call. Pre-game, all the action begins at 7:30 p.m.
All right.
Game one's across the NBA tonight as well. You have game one between the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks. That is going to be the first game, and then Oklahoma City are hosting the Denver Nuggets, OKC a heavy favorite, 9:30 p.m.
Couple of interesting games for sure.
What's the other game in the NHL? Is it just the Panthers? Yeah, looks like it is.
Another one. Just the Panthers?
Just the Panthers tonight. Hurricanes, Capitals tomorrow at 7 p.m. Game 1. Oilers and the Golden Knights. Oh, that's a good series. At 9:30 tomorrow.
All right.
Wow, the Stars and the Jets don't have Game 1 until Wednesday. They're off until Wednesday. Yeah. Makes sense. Both those series went the distance. I don't know. Is there a team that kind of gets you a little afraid, Hawk? Is it if the Panthers get past the Maple Leafs, Hurricanes or the Capitals or Oilers? Any of those teams kind of?
Well, in the East, Hurricanes or Capitals, I think are. And we talked with someone about it the last couple of weeks. I mean, there is no easy path to the Stanley Cup because they're both. I mean, we've had our problems with Carolina the last couple of seasons, gotten past them, but them or Washington, not easy. When it comes to the West, I just don't know enough about the teams, so I don't have a take on that yet.
Swept the Carolina Panthers or Carolina Hurricanes a couple of years ago. Remember that's the.
We were nervous about them. Remember?
Yeah, we were. All right. Well, tonight. 8 p.m., Panthers and Leafs up in Toronto. Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm.
How about our boy Kyle Stowers?
Oh,
Kyle Stowers,
right.
From the Marlins, NL Player of the Week.
Yeah. Hit the Grand Salami on Saturday to win the game.
For the week, batted .421 with 4 home runs and 10 RBI.
Crazy, man.
Great week, Kyle Stowers.
Marlins do play tonight, by the way. They host the L.A. Dodgers for a 3-game series. I didn't even mention Inter-Miami, their get-right game over the weekend. They won 4-1 on Saturday night.
I think Messi had a goal, no?
He did. Un golazo. Luis Suarez assist and a goal in the first half. Messi scored an absolute magisterial golazo to go up 4-1.
Oh, Sandy is pitching tonight for the Fish.
He is.
Yee.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. A little rain today as well. That's your weather.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And that will do it for today. So Panthers game, you'll hear it here on 560 QAM. Larry Bluestein is coming up after us. He'll stay on till 7:30, and then Plagans will come on from Toronto, give you a little Panthers pregame, and game action starts at 8:00. Just for transparency's sake, I did put in a parlay. I've got the Panthers to win and over 5.5 total goals. That's based on my thought that Anthony Stolarz might not have the best first game. Has nothing to do with Bob. So I've got the Panthers and the over parlayed tonight. But I do, if you were listening earlier, you know I've lost 12 bets in a row. So do whatever you want with the information I've just given you. But I have lost 12 bets in a row, but I am betting the Panthers and the over. All right, Larry Bluestein is going to take over next. And then, like I said, Panthers hockey. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Panthers. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.